Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London.
With John Adley standing in for Adam Gilchrist. A pleasure as always, John. Hope you well.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, nice to be with you again.
Very good. We're going to be starting off at a transatlantic sort of cooperation. The UK and the US agreeing to work together on artificial intelligence safety. How do I know that this crossing hasn't been generated by ChatGPT or some other artificial intelligence software, eh?
Plenty of people have said that I've got artificial intelligence and not very much of it. But there we are. I tell you, I promise you, it's the genuine article. Take it or leave it. A big moment for Rishi Sunak. He had a one-to-one with Joe Biden in the Oval Office. Quite a lengthy joint news conference at the White House afterwards. And yeah, artificial intelligence was pretty high on the agenda. Before the meeting, our Prime Minister announced that later this year, the UK is going to host the first global AI safety summit. And Rishi Sunak said AI has an incredible potential to transform our lives for the better. But he says we need to make sure it's developed and used in a way that's safe and secure. And, you know, the UK seems an ideal home for the summit. The US tech giant Palantir is going to make the UK its new European HQ for AI development. And its chief executive, Alex Karp, said that London is a magnet for the best software engineering talent in the world. Well, speaking alongside Rishi Sunak at the White House yesterday, President Biden said he was happy for the UK to take the lead on this, that the US would work in lockstep with the UK on AI. And President Biden said it has the potential to cure cancer, but also the potential to do great damage if it's not controlled. So yeah, AI, top of the agenda. And I had a quick footnote as well about other cooperation between the UK and the US. Rishi Sunak's come in for a bit of stick about not meeting the Conservatives' promise in 2019 to strike a US-UK trade deal, bearing in mind that we've managed to do it with plenty other countries post-Brexit, but we haven't done it with America, not an insignificant player on the world stage. And Rishi Sunak was questioned about this yesterday, and he said, well, we have come up with a new economic partnership with the US. It's not the same as a trade deal, but it's going to have to do for now, and that's all about combating, you know, a resurgent China and Russia's war with Ukraine, all that kind of thing. Not the same as a trade deal, but perhaps that's all that Rishi Sunak's going to be flying home from Washington with at the moment.
And then police in France, they've arrested a Syrian man after four young children were stabbed in a playground. I saw a video yesterday on the immediate aftermath that, in fact, chased down by ordinary citizens in and around that park and essentially waited until police came to arrest him.
Quite incredible. Yeah, we saw onlookers racing and catching up with him and detaining him until the police arrived shortly afterwards. And yeah, there was also those, you know, quite shocking pictures. Obviously, we didn't see the attack, but we saw a man in black clothes and sunglasses wandering around, it seemed. But he was holding a knife and he was shouting as he went on the attack. It's on the front page of many of the British newspapers this morning as well, because it's emerged that a three-year-old British child was amongst the victims. They've been treated in hospital. We're told that all four of these youngsters, including the British child, are in a stable condition. And they've arrested this Syrian man who is suspected of severely wounding these four preschool children, really young children, in that playground stabbing. It's just one of those nightmares where just a lovely summer's day, you know, child minders, parents chatting, their kids playing in the playground, and suddenly in the blink of an eye, it changes to a scene of horror. The mayor of the town of Annecy in the French Alps says the children do seem to be in a stable condition now. They're also treating an adult who was attacked. Don't know whether that was one of the adults that went to confront the man or not. This suspect, we're told he's got refugee status in Sweden and that he's been in France since he was separated from his wife and three-year-old child, so maybe he's got a grievance. It doesn't appear that it was a terrorist motive. The French President Emmanuel Macron said the nation is in shock. And speaking in Washington, Rishi Sunak said that our thoughts are with those affected by this unfathomable attack.
And then finally, scientists are predicting a record temperature increase this year. Dramatic global consequences. It's very bad news.
I think so. It's going to affect us all in different ways. You know, they talk about even more drought in Africa and Australia, more rain to the southern United States. weakening India's monsoon. Yeah, global consequences. And these scientists are saying that next year is likely to be the hottest on record because of what's known as El Nino. We hear about El Nino, don't we, every now and then. Apparently it comes up every 2 to 7 years. And the researchers in the US say that it's now officially begun. Warm water rises to the surface of the Pacific. It pushes heat into the atmosphere. Not great at the best of times, but then when you pile it on top of the effects of global warming that we're already experiencing, and this is what we're going to have to cope with. They reckon, the scientists, that this year's version will push 2024 past 2016 as the world's hottest year. Joe Biden has described the wildfires in Canada, which I think might not be, you know, entirely unrelated. He says it's a stark reminder of the impacts of climate change. Washington, D.C., Philadelphia experienced their worst quality air quality in years. You've probably seen the pictures of sort of an orange sky. Really quite shocking. People going around in masks and not being able to breathe. Sporting events being cancelled, and even pride celebrations at the White House cancelled because of this poor air quality. As smoke from the wildfires casts a rather foggy gloom across the U.S. skyline. So sorry to leave it on that less cheery note, but I think, it's something we've all got to be aware of, isn't it? Dealing with climate change.
John Adley, always a pleasure talking to you. Stay well and have a good